Thank you, Chair. IRFS wishes to highlight the historical marginalization of minorities in traditional media, emphasizing persistent stereotyping and superficial inclusion that lacks meaningful representation. While there have been efforts to increase visibility of minorities, state-controlled narratives, such as those in Azerbaijan, limit authentic portrayals and often frame minority issues to conform government goals. Thus, minority languages such as Talysh, Legisan, or Avar are completely excluded. In addition, traditional minority-focused media often lacks funding and governmental support. However, social media offers unprecedented opportunities for minorities to share their culture, language, and traditions with a wider audience. In Azerbaijan, bloggers such as Ruslan Vahaov, Aslan Kurbanov, and Elvin Isayev have played a pivotal role in showcasing the diverse heritage and perspectives of minority communities. However, their activism has come to a significant cost as all three have faced arrest on trumped-up charges, highlighting the risks associated with using social media as a platform for self-expression in restrictive environments. Unlike traditional media, social media platforms allow minorities to bypass institutional gatekeepers, enabling self-expression and the creation of alternative narratives. Yet, these opportunities come with significant challenges, such as online harassment, hate speech, and in some cases, state repression, which further discourages open dialogue and self-expression. To improve the situation, we need to address funding issues, promote linguistic diversities, and implement stricter policies against hate speech and political persecution. We strongly reiterate our call for Azerbaijan to fully respect the rights of all minorities in strict adherence to its international obligations to protect and promote human rights and fundamental freedom. Thank you.